I'm spending the afternoon with the Senate Appropriations Committee on Foreign Aid today.
Yeah.
I will do my best on that statement and try to keep them from making snap decisions here in the next few days. But I wonder if anything of interest came out of your meeting with leadership this morning on how we handle the aid in relation to the Kashmir matter.
No, I told them that I hope we didn't get it cut, that we need everything we could, that I had told Mansfield and McCormick many months ago that I'd kept this request low because I didn't know really what we would do out there, that we wanted to help every nation that we could where they need help and is consistent with our national interest. But today I couldn't make commitments till I got the bill, and B, I didn't want them using our commitments to fight each other.
Right.
And that I had, for that reason, asked them to come later, and they had both of them been upset about it,
mm-hmm.
jumped on us, and so on and so forth. But I was rather glad we'd followed that course of action.
Mm-hmm.
They both agreed that that was a wise course of action. I said, now, I've kept everybody from town from forcing us to send a lot of stuff to India and to Pakistan till this bill came in.
Mm-hmm.
And every time they come in, I hold them back and say, let's wait till we get action on the bill.
Right.
And we're not sending, as far as I know, any aid of military aid or economic either. At least we're not out of this year's bill. Maybe some left over.
Some pipeline.
Yeah, yeah. I've tried to get Tom Mann not to do that, but damn it, he insisted. So Mansfield and his people seemed to understand pretty well. They talked to him on the ticker about it. They said that they didn't see that it would affect the bill.
Right.
George Mahon approved that statement of yours to him.
Right. Well, I will.
And they said that Otto would fuss a little bit, but they didn't think we'd have trouble getting foreign aid.
One other point, Mr. President, on the swearing-in of Harlan Cleveland, what is your own personal preference on that? I could see some advantage in you making a short statement about NATO on that occasion, or I could swear him in and he could call on you and then you could make a little statement at the time he leaves.
I'd just go on swearing him in over there.
All right. But it'd be all right for him to make a brief call on you before he leaves?
Yeah, I guess so, if you think I ought to.
Yeah, I think you probably ought to, because we...
Okay. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.